As the President visited India, US Trade Representative Rob Portman accepted a challenge from his Indian counterpart to push bilateral trade to $50 billion in 3 instead of 5 years as earlier targeted. Bilateral trade stood at over $28 billion last year. The optimism is based on the growing interest among American businesses in India's vibrant economy. The head of the financial services company JP Morgan Chase, William Harrison, co-chairs a forum of 20 major American and Indian companies that is outlining a plan to boost commercial collaboration. Harrison says U.S.-based multinationals see India as an important destination as it catches up with the other booming economy in the region, China.
You can't be a global CEO today doing your job and not really focusing on how you can do business in India. You just can't be. And by the way, a lot of people love to compare China and India. It's not an either-or, I think, for most big multinational companies. You got to be looking at both of them because they're both right at the top of the list of where you've got to be doing business in the future.
Dozens of U.S. businesses already have a foothold in India. Technology companies Microsoft and Cisco have invested billions of dollars developing research centers in India to use its pool of skilled talent. Other multinationals are targeting India's 300 million middle-class consumers who buy Levi's jeans, aspire to own a Ford car, and frequent McDonald's and Pizza Hut outlets. And the American defense industry wants to sell warplanes and high-tech weapons to India as the political relationship between the two nations enters a new phase. Indian Finance Minister P. Chidambaram told the visiting business executives the country wants more U.S. investment, especially to revamp its overburdened infrastructure.
For the U.S. side, it means a great opportunity, an opportunity to invest in India, in our roads, in our rail network, in our airports, in our seaports, to use your acknowledged strengths in the financial sector and invest in our insurance sector, our banking sector.
But American businesses say India has to liberalize more rapidly, especially in fast-growing services such as banking, insurance and retail, if U.S. investment there is to reach its potential. J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman Harrison identifies other factors that intimidate American businesses thinking of increasing their stake in India.
It's infrastructure first, lack of infrastructure, and secondly, the perception, real or not, of the bureaucracy of doing business here, whether that's getting permits to do business, whether it's getting a license, whether it's the delay in the court system to settle contract disputes or whatever it is, there's a perception there that we think could be facilitated.
The Indian American Business Forum has several recommendations for removing obstacles to cooperation. These include speeding up infrastructure development in India, making Bombay a regional hub for the financial operations of U.S. companies, and increasing cooperation between top technical institutes. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.